Hope. Nakuru has recorded an increase in access to maternal immunization over the past decade, with 85% of expectant mothers aged 19 to 39 years fully immunized, according to the latest data released by the county government. In 2004, maternal immunization coverage stood at 57%. Nevertheless, the devolved unit's administration is worried about the outstanding 15% of expectant women who have not received all their vaccines, posing a risk to their unborn infants. While emphasizing the need for a robust upward trend in maternal immunization rates, County Executive Committee Member, CECM, for Health Services Ms. Rosalind Mungai said that they had put in place strategies to push the figure to 90% by the end of next year. "We wish we could have a stronger upward trend so that we don't leave any expectant woman. Out of every 10 expectant women, 2 have never been vaccinated, which poses a serious risk to their unborn babies," she indicated. She said the significant progress in maternal immunization rates has partly been due to implementation of the Maternal Immunization Readiness Initiative, MIRI. Ms. Mungai disclosed that the county has 232 immunizing facilities in both public and private healthcare entities. This initiative, led by JH Piego, focused on strengthening data collection capabilities, conducting readiness assessments, and promoting demand for maternal vaccination. The project also supported the inclusion of pregnant and lactating women in essential immunization programs, she explained. "Vaccinating a pregnant woman is aimed at protecting their unborn babies from tetanus, influenza and pertussis, whooping cough, as toddlers cannot get their first doses until they are 6 months of age." Ms. Mungai explained that women in the second or third trimester have emerged as a promising way to address vaccine-preventable diseases, providing protection to the newborn during the most vulnerable period in life through the transplacental transfer of maternal antibodies. The CECM indicated that these maternal antibodies offer newborns critical protection in the vulnerable first days and months of life. Babies younger than 6 months of age have 20 times higher rates of pertussis, whooping cough, than other age groups, are more likely to be admitted to hospital, and are more likely to have life-threatening complications such as pneumonia and seizures if they become infected. "Vaccinating a pregnant woman can protect both mother and baby from these potentially deadly infections, because the antibodies a woman produces in response to vaccination not only protect her but also cross the placenta to her baby," observed the CECM. She affirmed that maternal vaccinations have become an essential part of healthcare, preventing the spread of deadly diseases and protecting the well-being of people, especially unborn babies. "The decision to forego the vaccinations," she warned, "can have serious consequences and pose significant risks." The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommends maternal immunization against influenza and pertussis during each pregnancy. "Influenza vaccine should be given at any time during pregnancy as soon as influenza vaccine is available, while pertussis vaccine is ideally given during the third trimester, weeks 27 to 36. Ms. Mungai said toddlers under a month old are especially vulnerable to infections because their immune systems are not fully developed, which means they struggle to fight off viruses and bacteria. "Maternal vaccination during pregnancy can not only protect expectant mothers from disease but can also enable them to pass protective antibodies to their babies, in a process known as maternal passive immunity." According to the World Health Organization, WHO, in countries with high maternal tetanus vaccination rates, infant tetanus cases are rarely seen. Maternal vaccination is also 95% effective at preventing infant deaths from whooping cough.